Hey guys, what's up? It's Adam from Fluency Academy here. Welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials English, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you practice listening and speaking in English from anywhere. This is episode 11. You will hear a dialogue between two native speakers, and I will help you to pronounce the words they say. When you hear this sound, you speak or repeat. Got it? Don't be afraid to speak out loud with me, like a real conversation. All right, let's hear the dialogue.
It's a nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think it may rain soon.
Do you think? It's warm and sunny.
Exactly. It always rains when it's warm and sunny.
True that.
In this dialogue, there are two people talking about something very typical of everyday conversation, the weather. You are going to notice that at the end of the first phrase, there is a short question. It's a nice day today, isn't it? Let's hear the dialogue one more time.
It's a nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think it may rain soon.
Do you think? It's warm and sunny.
Exactly. It always rains when it's warm and sunny.
True that.
Great. So, the first person talks about the day. The day being nice, being beautiful. And the other person agrees with them. They also say that it might rain. It's possible that it will rain. Cool. Now let's take a look at each phrase separately and break it down a bit to see what happens. Oh yeah, and don't forget to repeat out loud with me. All right, so the first phrase is, it's a nice day today. Repeat after me. It's a nice day today. It's a nice day today. Great job. It's a nice day today means that it is good weather. Or a lot of times people will even say beautiful. Repeat again with me. It's a nice day today. Very good. Now, we are going to add a little question to the end. Repeat with me. Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Here, this little question at the end is used a lot in English to confirm something. Very similar to the word right. It has the same meaning. In English, if the phrase is affirmative, then the question will be negative, and vice versa. In this case, the phrase is affirmative. It's a nice day today. So, then the question will be negative. Isn't it? Repeat after me one more time. Isn't it? Awesome. Let's say them both together now. Repeat after me. It's a nice day today, isn't it? Right. Say it one more time. It's a nice day today, isn't it? Very good. Now the other person responds with, yes, it is. Want to repeat? Let's repeat. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is another way to confirm and respond to what someone else has said. Repeat again with me. Yes, it is. Great. In this next phrase, the person states that they think or believe something will happen. He says, I think it may rain soon. Let's repeat the first part. Repeat after me. I think is used in English all the time to express an opinion. It is what you believe or think. Let's repeat again. I think. Very good. The next part of the phrase is, it may rain soon. Repeat after me. It may rain soon. It may rain soon. It may rain soon means that there is a possibility it will rain, that it might rain, but it isn't for sure. Let's say it again. It may rain soon. Good. Let's put both parts together now. I think it may rain soon. Repeat after me. I think it may rain soon. Good job. Repeat it one more time. I think it may rain soon. Nice. After he says that, the other person responds to him with, "Do you think?" This is another great phrase in English that people use all the time to confirm with someone if that is what they really wanted to say. It also makes sense with the previous response of, "I think it may rain soon. Do you think?" Let's repeat again. Do you think? Do you think? Very good. Now, after that, he says, "It's warm and sunny." Warm is a little less strong than hot. Hot means that it is really warm. And sunny comes from the word sun. So sunny describes when there are no clouds. And the sun makes it warm. Repeat this with me. Warm and sunny. Warm and sunny. Good. Now, to express the complete thought, we need to add it and the verb is. It is warm and sunny. Or the contraction, it's warm and sunny. Repeat again with me. It's warm and sunny. It's warm and sunny. Cool. Can we do the two parts together now? Do you think? It's warm and sunny. Repeat after me. Do you think? It's warm and sunny. Do you think? It's warm and sunny. Very good. After that, agreeing, his friend says, exactly. Repeat after me. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly is another way to say yes, but to express an even stronger feeling. After exactly, he says, it always rains when it's warm and sunny. All right, let's do it part by part. Repeat after me. It always rains. It always rains. It always rains means without a doubt. There is no doubt. Always. And rains is the verb for when water falls from the sky, to rain. So again, repeat after me. It always rains. It always rains. Very good. After that, we see a very familiar phrase. When it's warm and sunny. Warm and sunny. We already learned this, right? Now, do you remember what we use when for? Repeat after me. When. When. Good. So, when is used to talk about a specific moment in time, to find out that moment. Let's repeat again. When it's warm and sunny. When it's warm and sunny. Awesome. When it's warm and sunny. So let's put it all together. It always rains when it's warm and sunny. Repeat with me. It always rains when it's warm and sunny. It always rains when it's warm and sunny. Great job. Awesome. Now, there's an expression that exists in English that is used when you want to show that you agree with someone else. This phrase is true that. Repeat with me. True that. True that. Great. Now, like always, to assure that everything makes sense, we are going to hear the dialogue one more time. Ready? Let's listen.
It's a nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think it may rain soon.
Do you think? It's warm and sunny.
Exactly. It always rains when it's warm and sunny.
True that.
Nice job. So, how was it? Was it easier to understand? I bet. But just to practice, I recommend listening one more time, and this time, repeating it at the same time. By doing this, you will become much more familiar with the expressions from this dialogue and also practice pronouncing and expanding your vocab as much as possible. Remember, you can listen again and understand even more. The dialogue PDF is on our ESOL portal. Check it out. Thank you for listening to Walk and Talk Essentials English. Talk to you later. Bye.